This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to my website. I should have said this last time when I forgot. Got to throw stuff at me sometimes. Head up to the website. We've got the my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Always a... You know what? If you like what you hear on the radio here, if you like what you've heard me talk about and the way I break things down, the book is filled with those kind of things. No, seriously, filled with it. Because, you know, you really do. I don't want to say, you want to make sure that you've got the information you need. You want to be able to talk to others. You want to be able to have that, I don't want to say argument, but be able to have a conversation with others. Have the ammunition you need. Seriously. Because I don't like people, I have a ball with people who simply spew the party line, spew their line from church. They don't even, you know, some of my Christian friends who can't even tell you why, not so much why they're Christians, but what they get out of church, why they go to church. The basics they can't tell you about makes me nuts. So anyway, please know, please be informed, please have a clue. Otherwise, don't get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, you can find my book up on the website, therealside.com, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, also on Amazon. If you have a Kindle, you prefer reading it that way, that's also a way to go. Okay, so let me see, what did I do with this... Do I have that? Did I miss it? Did I blow it? Probably. It'll be the first time. Somebody told me this story before I went in the air, and I took a look at it. And I went, "Oh, that's kind of cool." Right? I don't remember the last time I saw a parent do this to a child. So this mom wrote I don't know if you want to call it a tough love letter. I guess you could. Well, compared to the snowflakes today that could never deal with something like this from one of their parents. In California, you better be careful because you might get thrown in jail for something like this. Heidi Johnson's son was 13 years old, deeply in adolescence and in the stage where he lashed out all the time. He told her he shouldn't have to deal with her rules, but she should allow him to be independent, which my children knew better than to say that to me, really, because it would have been a problem. So she wrote a strict, but loving mom's not a fool letter. The letter reads, "Dear Aaron, since you seem to have forgotten that you're only 13 years old and that I am the parent and that you won't be controlled, I guess you'll need a lesson in independence. Also, as you throw in my face that you are making money now, it will be easier to buy back all the items I've bought for you in the past. If you'd like your lamp, light, bulbs, or access to the internet, you'll need to pay your share of the costs. Rent would be $430 a month. Electricity is $116. The internet is $21. And food will cost you $150 a month. Also, you'll need to empty the trash Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As well as sweep and vacuum on those days. You will need to keep your bathroom clean weekly, prepare your own meals, and clean up after yourself. If you fail to do so, I'll charge you a $30 maid fee for every day I have to do it. I charge them $5 a day, too, for not paying me. I will charge you $30 maid fee for every day I don't have to do it. If you decide you would rather be my child again instead of a roommate, we can negotiate new terms. So she wrote on Facebook, I was suddenly actually, now I don't know about some of you, because some of you probably don't like, you probably think this is terrible. I don't at all. I think this is a great way to do it. You know, it was funny because some of my kids, after they left home, they were like, the joke was the toilet paper didn't magically show up in the bathroom anymore. The refrigerator didn't magically get stocked. Supplies weren't in the pantry automatically. They now had to go out and go shopping. They know how to go out and had to do their own clothes and make sure that it was, well, doing your own clothes is one thing. Making sure that you have laundry detergent is a whole different animal. She wrote on Facebook, she said, he came home, saw the note, crumpled it on the floor, and stormed out of the apartment. I've always encouraged him to take a walk when he's upset so he can collect his thoughts. So when we try to talk, we're able to talk and not just yell at each other. Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. Yelling at me? No, okay. I do the same thing sometimes. I just need to walk away and collect myself. I'm not above admitting that. He was still livid when he got home. He decided to stage a sit-in in my room where he did laugh at me and repeat, really? What are you going to do? You can't take my stuff. He was asked to leave my room, and when he could be respectful and I was more calm, we would discuss it further. He went to his room, and after about an hour, he had removed some of the electronics and items I missed that he felt he should have to earn back for his behavior. He apologized, and I asked what could he do to make things better and start earning items back. He earned his comforter and some clothes right back. I did leave him some clothes to begin with, just not the ones he would want to wear every day. He also had some pillows and sheets, not his favorite ones. She decided to post it on Facebook the way one does to friends for laugh and connection. She neglected to make it private, and soon comments and shares proliferated, including admonishments from strangers who thought she was a bad parent. Now she had to deal with the bigger teenager, the internet, and its commentary. But Johnson remained level-headed with this adolescent, too, and wrote another Facebook post clarifying. Now, here's the funny thing about this. You have no right to tell somebody how to raise their kid. You're not in their house. And with some of the animals you guys are raising out there, I would have loved to see what your children are like. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back a little bit more on this after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. Hey, somebody just sent me, last hour we did a story about the ACLU threatening a city to force them to take the cross down off of a tree that the city put up. You know, Christmas tree they put up every year. And this stuff's got to stop. So somebody sent me a link to the video of them pulling the tree, pulling down the cross. And I get the biggest kick out of this. Why don't you people fight? Why don't you fight back? The Supreme Court has said over and over and over again, excuse me, especially with Christmas ornaments, that you can have, the cross up there. Now, the funny thing about it is, okay, so you have to allow other displays. Who cares? The other displays don't hold nothing. They don't hold a candle to the Christian displays that call out Christianity. All right? So, man, you got to tell these people there are so many places you can get help with this. There are so many people or law firms out there that will take this on, write a letter. See, the ACLU, they bank on the fact that you don't call them on the carpet, that you don't do anything to fight back. They love that. Stop letting them win. You guys are making me nuts. Anyway, back to the letter that the mother wrote to son. You all have done this or want to do this with your kids at some point in time where you're going, look, you know what? You have a right to food, shelter, clothing, and love. That's it. Not $200 sneakers, not a $500 phone, not $50, $100 jerseys. If I give you T-shirts and jeans, you're lucky. I'll give you socks and sneakers. The $25 B models or B versions. And as far as food goes, remember, people, it only has to be nutritious, not flavorful. Right? That's nobody. They can't take the kid away from you for providing nutrition. Again, flavor has nothing to do with it. So she apparently put this letter that, if you don't know what the letter is, you're going to have to go back and get the first segment. But she wrote a letter to her son, her 13-year-old little who was being a little bratty, and basically told him, look, you're working, and now you think that you have rights to do all this stuff? Well, I'll tell you what. If you think it's all about the money, then you can start paying a portion of your bills. She made the mistake of putting it up on Facebook and not making it private. So, you know, all the Facebook fools have to tell her how to raise her kid, because I'm sure theirs are just total gems. You know, I go to these events, and I see young kids running around and doing stuff, and I watch these parents, the young parents. It's okay. You know, you're at a place where somebody's giving a speech or talking, and these two little kids are running around making noise. And the parents just look at you and smile. Don't look at me and smile. Control your child or take him out. You don't have a right to disrupt everybody else, and that's what we got to. You are creating these snowflakes. When you allow these kids to run around, you run around in a restaurant. Right? You know those kids that run up to your table? Don't say it's cute, because it's not cute. You want to have your meal and eat. The parents need to get control of their children. I don't want to look at your kids staring at me while I'm trying to eat my food. So anyway, I'll get back to reality here. So anyway, she puts it up on Facebook, and people start getting on her, and she says, it's out there. I'm not ashamed of what I wrote. I'm not going to put my 13-year-old on the street if he can't pay his half of the rent. I'm not wanting them to pay anything. But they're too stupid to realize that, but that's okay. Let them wallow in their stupidity. I want him to take pride in his home, his space, and appreciate the gifts and the blessings that we have. She explains that he's more grateful because of it, and also that he has slowly earned back his things and dealt with sacrificing others. And she lists her very organized and succinct rules of the house. Do your best in school. I don't expect a perfect 100, but I do expect you to do your best. Now, their best, because I love some of you will take this and run with it. Their best isn't all that can get done for the day. You know when your child's doing top work and not. Some of you are just too lazy to push your kids. Some of you are just too lazy to help your kids get to their full potential, because that would take a lot of work. You might have to get away from the wine bottle for a little while. Homework and jobs need to be done before you can have screen time. That's right. Right, all of it. We used to have one of our children who hated to read. It was, you get as much screen time as you do reading time. How's that? Jobs are emptying the trash and loading the dishwasher, throwing away trash you make in the kitchen, rinsing dirty dishes, making your bed daily. Don't these sound like terrible things to do? Terrible. Just disgusting. Why would you make a teenager do this? Pick up your bedroom nightly and cleaning your bathroom at least once a week. The boys should do it every other day. They're disgusting. Well, the girls weren't much better. Anyway, you must complete two chores a day each day of the week, with the exception of Sunday. Has a room that we work on cleaning. He has to pick two chores for that room. For example, if it's the living room, he can choose two of the following options: dust, vacuum, polish furniture, clean windows, or mop the floor. These are terrible rules. Why would anybody have these? They make absolutely no sense at all, right? Wow. Be respectful and kind with your words. No talking back, no cussing at me. No cussing at anybody. How's that? At 13 years old, are we serious? Keep good hygiene. Okay. I mean, that's a good one to have, but that's a major fight most of the time. Make eye contact when people are speaking to you and you're speaking to them. And listen. Use proper manners. Wow. That's terrible. How could she want all this from a 13-year-old? How could she expect this from a 13-year-old? The new mom order has strengthened their bond. You know what? This hasn't hurt our relationship. He and I still talk as openly as ever. He's apologized multiple times, and he's trying harder. Her son is earning things back little by little and appreciating. Go away. And appreciating it more and more. He said this came. She said this came down to a 13-year-old telling his mother that she had no right to enforce certain rules and had no place to control him. This is where you guys lose it. This is why you wonder. Some of you, I sit with you, say, "Well, I don't know what happened to my kid." And then you sit down and I start talking to him and realize you put no boundaries in place. And listen, if you're going to put boundaries in place, you're not going to enforce them. Don't bother. Do not waste everybody's time. You understand? Because that's what it is. It's a waste of everybody's time when you don't enforce these things. It's a great letter, anyway. I thought it was great. What can I tell you? The which one do I want to do? We got enough time to do that one. God, maybe we got time to do this one. So on Fox and Friends, there was a customer who complained at a restaurant over Christmas music. Now look at. I don't want to hear Christmas music 24/7 at a restaurant, especially in September. I don't mind it from time to time. But we're going to talk about another lunatic who went off on a business owner because he had Christmas music in his restaurant. And again, one of these little snowflakes. And he was the only one that was upset by it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved in the conversation. I don't care what it is. I don't even care if we're on the same page with this stuff. But head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Lots happening up there. Same thing with... Facebook. The Facebook. Get over to the Facebook page, too. We've got a live stream going on up there. You can watch live as well. Get involved with people that are much, much, much smarter than I am. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me today. So you're gonna hear this happening now all through Christmas. Right? All these nut jobs now. I got to come out of the woodwork because they don't like the cross and they don't like the Christmas music. And there's all this crazy stuff that they're offended by. Go somewhere else. There's got to be an atheist city somewhere in the country where you can go into a restaurant. There's no lights up on the wall. There's no music playing because you could be offended by anything at that point in time, right? I don't know. You know, somebody has to send me a list of, I guess, atheist-approved songs. I mean, seriously, if you are that emotionally affected by a cross, if you're that emotionally affected by a Christmas song, you need a lot of help. I mean, I don't even know if there's medication that can help you, but you need a lot of help. So I guess a customer was complaining over a restaurant's Christmas music for being too religious. But the owner says he's sticking to his traditions, he has no plans to change it, and that person can go eat somewhere else. I like this guy. If I lived in the same city as him, I would visit his restaurant. I would give him free time on the radio because he deserves it. Take a listen.
I've never seen so much encouragement. I mean, our Facebook feed, our emails from the restaurant, everything. People are like, please, you know, keep it up. Thank you for taking a stand. And
are you going to keep it up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we made that decision when we put that note. We, you know, to us, Christmas is Christmas. You know, I'm a Christian, but that's not my agenda. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we celebrate things in America and traditions, I think, is what makes us special. And to us, it's part of the traditions that I think keep on getting washed away in America.
See, he gets it, and it's true. We give up too easy. It's really funny how we've gotten with the law in this country. If we have a hard time enforcing the law, if we're having trouble enforcing the law, it seems like we give it up. We don't push it. We don't really find a different way to enforce it. So again, we give up so easy. There's no real truth to anything anymore. If we have laws against certain things, we should be enforcing them. Hey, dope laws. We have states across this country. It's against federal law. Marijuana is against federal law. But states do it, and it's okay. It's not like the states have gone in to change the law. It's not like the states have gone in maybe to make a constitutional change. No. We'll just ignore the law because Mr. Oblamo will never do anything about it. So why have laws? The thing that made this country so great is the rule of law. The thing that made this country so great was that the law applied to everybody equally. Didn't matter whether you had money or didn't have money. But that has gone away. That is not so true anymore. Now it's simply, now it's more a matter of how much money do you have? Who do you know? How much can you get away with? Think about it. Tell me that's not true. Because it's very true. And it's getting worse. Look at California. Just first they went to medical marijuana, which caused us all kinds of trouble. Nobody will admit to it because the hippies, it's really funny because the hardcore libs, they don't want any kind of restriction on that stuff. They don't care how much it hurts your kids. And the studies are being done over and over and over and over and over again on how the younger kids are so much affected by this dope smoking. And they think it's giggly and funny that, to get a card for marijuana here, a medical marijuana card in California, it's almost a joke. Pull out your $20 bill, tell the guy you get constant headaches, and he'll give you a prescription for medical marijuana. That's how easy it is to get. If your kid is too hyper, God forbid we lay down some rules. No, can't do that. We don't want to stifle the child's growth. Right? You give him a prescription for dope, because that'll slow him down. Right? Let him smoke dope. That'll get him quiet. Of course it will. It'll make an adult quiet. It'll slow an adult down. What are we, stupid? But again, God forbid that we simply enforce the laws that we have. That'd be just way too hard, wouldn't it? All right. So my piece this week, you have a little website, realside.com. It's realside.com. And I'm tired of hearing all this fake news. I'm tired of hearing about how the only ones that get fake news are the right. Liberty Alliance is a group that I'm affiliated with. A lot of great writers, a lot of great websites up there. Head over to LibertyAlliance.com. That's LibertyAlliance.com. And you'll see some of the great websites that are up there. And the more I hear about fake news, the more I get sick to my stomach because I'm thinking there are people that will believe this. There are people with low IQs that will just believe this to no end, that it was the fake news that confused them. It won't ever end. This is like the March of the Spoiled Brats. They lost. In the immortal words of Mr. Obama, I won. Get over it. The left is all excited when he won again in 2012, even though they had precincts that reported over 108% of the registered voters had voted, even though they had people voting in Virginia who were over 150 years old, even though they had proven... Can you imagine if this was the other way around? They'd be all over us like white on rice. Even though they had proven cases of people voting in areas they didn't live in, I could go on and on, but we'd eat up the whole night with all the issues that they had. This was no problem, not a peep from the left. In fact, they actually ridiculed, like they always do, anybody on the right that questioned these kind of things. How dare you question that 108% of a precinct came out to vote? You can't even get 60%, 70%, 80% most of the time. Now, after this election, they haven't found anything not to complain about. Even though almost all the voter fraud is in this election was in favor of the Democrats, and they still lost, they're complaining that the Russians influenced the election outcome in favor of Mr. Trump. But not really by tampering with voting machines, like the Dems have done that in the past. Not by overvotes in precincts, like the Dems have allowed in the past. Not even helping dead people vote. No, no, no. The big uproar is about a secret CIA assessment. I guess it wasn't so secret. I don't know. Over Russian operatives. I hear that word all the time, huh? Another operative. They've hacked the DNC servers. They must use the same guy that Hillary used to put up the servers. What do you think? Did they steal all kinds of money? No, that wasn't it. Did they change a whole bunch of registrations? No, that wasn't either. No, no. What could it be, right? What kind of fraud are they going to put their finger on? Now, the CIA and the Democrats are claiming the Russians hacked the DNC servers to give information to WikiLeaks to embarrass Hillary. And the Democrats as a whole. Well, you can't embarrass somebody if they're not doing anything wrong, right? If there wasn't any, you heard me talking about it earlier with Kimberly. They didn't deny any of this stuff. Not any of it. If that's true, the Russians are being accused. You ready for this one? Of taking emails from an unsecured server. Sound familiar? And giving them to a media outlet that would show the American people what the Democratic Party actually thinks about them. Therefore allowing them to make an informed decision to vote against the hypocrisy of the DNC and the progressive left. You know, you're quick. See, here's the thing. If you're constantly pointing your finger at somebody else for something they're doing and you're caught doing it, it makes it a bigger sin, as far as I'm concerned. You call people on the right, conservative right-wing people, you call them bigots, homophobes, right? You call them haters of the Hispanics, haters of women. Yet over and over and over and over again, it's been proven that you Democrats, in your state legislators, and even at the federal level, you're the ones that pay women less than Republicans do. Think about that. You pay them less. So you do all this, and I don't know how the people on the left, the average Joe, how do they buy that? And it's not the Republicans putting out this information, it's other groups showing that you pay them less. Up to 21% less, as we found in Nancy Pelosi's office. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
GCN Live, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JO, 855-732-5563. Connie from the frozen tundra of Minnesota. Minnesota. All right, thank God my wife's not around. She gets so, she gets so mad at me when I do that. I'm not making fun of the way people talk, but look at, I spoke to a group of, I'll say a Christian friendship or a group on Saturday. And they were all from India. They were all converts from Islam to Christianity. And a lot of them were talking about how I heard them, you know, having their discussion, and they were talking about how, you know, they quite didn't get the culture. They quite didn't get, you know, America yet. Although they very much enjoyed it. They very much loved the freedom that they had. And I admonished them to, and I'm getting a little off from the article I was talking about, but I admonish them to not lose their culture. I never lost mine. Excuse me. I mean, seriously, my family, you know, the heritage we have is Italian. And I was taught about my Italian heritage. I know about what my family was doing in Italy and what was going on in Italy, that kind of stuff. And I admonish them not to give up their heritage, even though, you know, I don't understand theirs. I don't understand their culture. But to come here and be expected just to drop it. Now, look, we always talk about assimilation. Assimilation doesn't mean you wipe out your past. Assimilation doesn't mean you bring some of your great traditions here. I got news for you guys. I have lasagna on Thanksgiving, right? Not just about the turkey. That's an Italian tradition. Why is that so wrong? Is that wrong? We have to welcome people who truly want to be here. People truly want to be here, who are willing to follow our laws and come here the right way and add to society. Then we should embrace them and we should help them and we should help them, you know, assimilate the American way. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Back to my growing fake news story. And the underlying tone here that nobody's getting with this FBI story or the CIA story. And I like that because the CEO, this is a secret. I don't know how it became unsecret. But according to the CIA secret assessment, the Russians had influence. Now, let's be honest. This is Obama's CIA. Let's remember that to start with. And they're claiming that the Russians hacked the DNC servers. But what actually took place? Right? They turned, or they may have turned, those emails over to the WikiLeaks. Was Julian? Julian Assange. So that he could put them out there. Now, Julian says it wasn't them. And there are others from within the government that said these were government people that were petrified of Hillary getting in, and that's why they let this stuff out. Think about that one. So apparently what we're left with here, after all this is done, so the DNC servers were hacked, the emails were grabbed, and not the national security emails, but emails that would actually be put out just to simply tell people truly how the upper echelon of the Democratic Party feels about the average American. So again, apparently revealing evil now and telling the truth is now a bad thing. Are we screwed or what? No, come on, give us some thought. Are we screwed or what? The Washington Post reported that the Russians, along with tipping the scale of the election, also undermined the electoral system in this country. Funny choice of wording, right? Electoral? They're pounding on electoral. They're doing everything they can to make electoral be a bad thing. How bad it is for the country, how much it gets in the way. Again, in this secret CIA document, maybe these CIA guys aren't really good at this. Seems like this stuff gets out on a regular basis. They claim 17 intelligence agencies didn't do anything with this information because there were so many questions that couldn't be answered. Hello, 17 other security agencies, right, wouldn't do anything with it because there wasn't anything. There wasn't anything there to do anything with. The most obvious is the no communication anywhere about the Kremlin directing any part of the operation. All these groups said, well, wait a minute, we have nothing here that calls out the Kremlin in any way. Now, though, in the past, the Kremlin's used contractors instead of government employees, so you can have a word game and play with this. But back up, there is no proof. There's nothing that points to the Kremlin being involved in this at all. The founder of WikiLeaks has backed that up. And the FBI doesn't even agree with the CIA. My God, are we in trouble now, right? These guys can't even get together on this. Do you think the Democrats would be as upset if this was aimed at Trump and the Republicans? You think they'd be as upset with it? What do you think? You really believe that the Russian hack affair led to the Republicans keeping the House, gaining the Senate, getting control of 35 governorships, 33 full legislatures, or legislative houses, excuse me, 39 branches of government. Republicans finally won the working class people. That's what it worked out to be. People, the Democrats have taken these people for granted for years. Right? You saw movement in the Hispanic community, the Black community, the Asian communities. I can go on and on and on. You saw these communities come together, or I shouldn't say that, because that makes it sound like they came running to the Republicans. They didn't. They didn't at all. This was not a massive Republican win. This was definitely a shot aimed directly at the Democrats. And it does refuse to face reality. I guess they're relying on the same old political LSD. They think that they're hallucinating or something. Mrs. Pelosi says Americans don't want a different direction. If that was the case, why didn't they vote for the same direction? See, they're doing it again. They're doing what they did in the front of the election where they tried to blame everything on Trump. They tried to line up all their people with Trump, and they still lost. They got snookered. They haven't figured this out yet. What are they doing on the back end here? They're only focusing on Trump. They don't want you to know about the 35 governorships they lost. They don't want you to know about the 33 full legislative houses that they lost. And numbers are already showing. Independent polls are already showing that people feel the country now is starting to head in the right direction. Why? True or not, 100% true or not, when you've got Trump talking to a Japanese national, somebody who can bring 50, 100,000 jobs back to the U.S., when you've got other companies he's talking to that can bring 10, 15, 20,000 jobs back to the U.S., I don't care who you are. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. You're sitting there going, I can have one of those jobs. I can do one of those jobs. But this isn't the first time. I haven't got enough time to go through all of these. You can find this article on my website, therealside.com. It's therealside.com. But, you know, in 1968, with Nixon versus Humphrey, LBJ and Humphrey started to see that there was trouble. They made a deal with four countries. So they tried to get four countries together and make it look like Humphrey was the guy that could make this happen. Nixon jumped in with a couple of his buddies. And he got the South Vietnamese to back out. So it looked like, again, that Humphrey couldn't make it happen. Like Humphrey was ineffective. Using outside sources, using outside countries as influence on an American election. In 79, over 3,000 Iranian students took over the U.S. Embassy in Iran. Remember this one? Jimmy Carter, the peanut king, he couldn't pull it together. It was over a year. He couldn't make it happen. And he was pushing hard. I mean, he was desperate to get a deal before he left office. He'd have a crowning glory. He'd have something to hang his hat on. But he couldn't make it happen. And the Iranians were so mad at him, and they saw an opening here. And they were mad at Jimmy for giving the Shah of Iran a leg up, if you would. And for that reason, they waited till Ronald Reagan was sworn in to let those planes leave from the Iranian runways. The Ayatollah hated him so much, it was amazing. In 1991, Boris Yeltsin opened up the Soviet archives to a couple of journalists to find out, guess who? In a memo to the Kremlin, to the KGB, that Ted Kennedy asked the Russians to get involved in trying to beat Ronald Reagan. So this wasn't where they got involved on their own. Ted Kennedy asked them, asked the Russians to get involved, but you'll never see that, will you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, during the break, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You'll love it. You'll love the articles in there. Same thing, if you don't want to buy it from there, you can head up to Amazon.com. Buy it there as well. If you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. We have a lot coming when we come back. Yeah, I'm going to hang out on the fake news a little bit, but then the school doubles down on Charlie Brown, on the Charlie Brown Christmas ban. Because, you know, Charlie Brown is just such a religious character. I'm Joe Messina. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.